from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Christus Vincit Network.
I have come not to bring peace, but discord. I will set man against father, daughter against mother, and dark queen against maroon.
Dark queen against maroon? What's he talking about?
The two gather comprehensives. One is dark queen and one's maroon.
That's right, kids. And we're going to continue our quest to see which one is the better here on Christus Vincit Anywhere. Right now.
It's time for Christus Vincit Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, bringing discord in the Northeast, here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Ego Sumpionis Michaelis Pagina. We are in the ninth week of Ordinary Time, third week after Pentecost, and our 136th episode of Christus Vincit Anywhere. Well, I have some good news and some bad news. Well, the bad news is there will be pockets of us being extremely busy traveling southern New England. The good news is that it is because my daughter Brittany has once again made the all-star team in her softball league. By the way, her injuries that I mentioned in last week's show have been pretty much all but healed themselves, knock on wood. And she pretty much activated herself off the disabled list.
Yeah.
It's not easy trying to tell a 10-year-old to take it easy, you know.
Yeah, but I bet you can tell me to take it easy and have no problem.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, you tell me to take it easy, and I do. I just go over to O'Malley's and chuck a few fifths.
Or a whole keg.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, and you'll be so hungover that you'll want to take it easy for an extended amount of time, if you know what I mean. Anywho, we're going to continue our comparison between the Dark Queen 1994 edition of Gather Comprehensive and its Maroon 2004 sequel. But first, let's say hi to them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thank you, jungle screechers. Let's take a look at our liturgical calendar for the ninth week of Ordinary Time, or in the extraordinary form, the third week after Pentecost. Monday, June 2nd, the extraordinary form, Low Mass commemoration, Saints Marcellinus, Peter, and Erasmus. In the ordinary form, it's an optional memorial, Saints Marcellinus and Peter, whoever doesn't say anything about Erasmus. Tuesday, the 3rd, in the ordinary form, memorial, Saint Charles Lwanga and his companions. Wednesday the 4th, in the extraordinary form, 3rd class, St. Francis Caracciolo. Thursday the 5th, in the extraordinary form, 3rd class, and in the ordinary form, a memorial, St. Boniface. Friday the 6th, in the extraordinary form, 3rd class, and in the ordinary form, optional memorial, St. Norbert. Saturday, extraordinary form, 4th class, and ordinary form, optional, Our Lady on Saturday. And finally, Sunday, June 8th. In the extraordinary form, 4th Sunday after Pentecost, and in the ordinary form, 10th Sunday of Ordinary Time. For great stories on these and other great feasts and saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website at www.newadvent.org.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Christus Vincit Anywhere suggestion box.
Hi, folks. Let's open up our Christus Vincit suggestion box for the 10th Sunday of Ordinary Time. That's this Sunday coming. And we're going to take a look, first of all, at our introit of the day. Dominus illuminatio mea et salus mea, quem temebo? Dominus defensor vitae mei, a quo trepidabo? Quid tribulant me inimici mei infirmati sunt et ceciderunt? Salmus. Si consistant adversum me castra, non timebit cor meum. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life's protector. Of whom should I be afraid? My enemies who afflict me have weakened and fallen. Psalm. Though a host of enemies encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Now this comes from Psalm 27, or in the Vulgate, Psalm 26.
Now the hymn, God is my strong salvation, comes to mind. It's a hymn of four short verses normally sung to the tune, Christus, der ist mein Leben, which in German means Christ, who is my life. Cyberhymnal.org does something a little different. They doubled up and made two longer verses and set it to the more familiar tune, Aurelia, which is normally sung with the Church's One Foundation. Now for those using the lectionary chants option, the responsorial psalm is, To the upright I will show the saving power of God, and this goes along with verses from Psalm 50 or 49 in the Vulgate. The Alleluia verse, The Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. And a paraphrase of this verse comes from the first verse of Lucian Dyce's gem, The Spirit of God. Now for those using the graduale option, the gradual of the day, Propitius esto Domine peccatis nostris, ne quando dicant gentes, ubi est Deus eorum, adjuva nos, Deus salutaris noster, e propte honorem nominis tui Domine, libera nos. Lord, forgive our sins, lest they should say amongst the Gentiles, Where is your God? Help us, O God, our Savior, and for the sake of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Now these are a couple of verses from Psalm 79 or 78 in the Vulgate. The Alleluia verse. Deus qui sede super tronum, et judicias equitatem. Esto refugium pauperum in tribulatione. O God, you sit on your throne and judge with righteousness. Deign to be a refuge for the poor in their distress. These are a couple of verses from Psalm 9. The offertory of the day. Illumina oculus meus, ne quando obdomium in morte, ne quando dicat inimicus meus, prevalui adversus eum. Enlighten my eyes, lest I fall into the sleep of death, lest my enemy says, I have prevailed against him. And that's from Psalm 13, or in the Vulgate, Psalm 12. The communion of the day. Dominus firmamentum meum, et refugiam meum, et liberator meus. Deus meus, adjutor meus. The Lord is my support, my refuge, and my deliverer. God is my only help. That is the third verse of Psalm 18, or 17 in the Vulgate. Now, I've mentioned a few times before where I've had absolutely no problem with programming A Mighty Fortress is Our God in this particular case. Though written by Martin Luther, the hymn has far better theology than a lot of the happy-clappy stuff that's passed for sacred music over the last 40 years. Maybe not for communion, perhaps as a hymn of praise after communion. During communion, though, you could check out a long-lost responsory of Lucian Dyce, Long Live the Lord. The full response on that one is, Long live the Lord, for he is my Savior. And this really is a true lost 45. It's from the second volume of Father Dyce's Biblical Hymns and Psalms collection, which I believe is still available at World Library Publications. You may also find this piece in some old copies of the We Celebrate Missalette, dating around the late 70s, early 80s, if you have a few kicking around. Now, Cantica Nova Publications has a slew of additional hymn suggestions that would fit very well for Sunday's Mass. If I mention them all today, it would be another hour-long podcast like we had a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to simply leave a link in the show notes for their page for the 10th Sunday of Ordinary Time. There is a lot of good stuff on that list today. Anywhere. We'll be back. Don't do this at church. And now for our offertory song, let's listen to dear Aunt Mabel as she tries to sing the Oy Vey Maria.
A couple of weeks ago, we started a new mini-series called A Tale of Two Gather Comprehensives, where we started comparing the 1994 dark green cover edition of the hymnal Gather Comprehensive with the 2004 maroon cover edition of Gather Comprehensive. We've been seeing what good pieces from one book are missing in the other. Now, last week, we got up as far as the Thanksgiving sections. Now, today, we're going to continue with the prayer and petition section and see what we can fish out over here. We'll start with number one, Come My Way, My Truth, My Life, text by George Herbert, tune The Call by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And that one's in the dark green, was dropped in the maroon. Creating God, Your Fingers Trace, text by Jeffrey Rawthorne. He was the one that gave us Lord, You Give the Great Commission. The tune in the dark green book is by David Haas, though just about any standard long meter tune could do well, if not better. The hymn was dropped from the maroon book. Hold Me in Life, based partially on Psalm 25, written by the Dutch duo of Oosterhuis and Huybers. And this is actually one of their better numbers. And again, in the dark green book, but not in the maroon. Faith of Our Fathers. Now this went through some alterations that reflect that dreaded inclusive language in the dark green book. Now in the maroon book, it was replaced by a text that is all new except for the first verse, the new text titled A Living Faith. And here's what we have to say to that.
Faithful our relatives, light with faith, our King will sing this song to death.
Okay, Seek Ye First is in both books. However, in the maroon book, a new third verse was added. Lord of all nations, grant me grace. Now in the dark green book, it is set to a Slovak tune called Beatus Ver, and this tune also appears in Worship 2 and Worship 3. In the maroon book, it appears with a tune that is a metrical adaptation of the tune Veni Creator Spiritus that appears in both Worship 2 and Worship 3 with the English O Holy Spirit by whose breath, one of the many translations of the Veni Creator Spiritus you'll find in hymnals today. I Bind My Heart This Tide. Text comes from a 1907 collection by Lachlan McLean Witt. The tune is from Sister Suzanne Tulin of I Am the Bread of Life fame. Now, this one isn't bad at all. It does appear in the dark green, however, it was dropped from the maroon. Moved by the Gospel, Let Us Move. Text by Ruth Duck set to the tune Kingsfold, which is most often used with I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. And again, same thing, in the dark green, dropped in the maroon. And the same with Out of Darkness, one of Christopher Walker's better tunes. Your Love, O God, Has All the World Created, set to the tune Northbrook, which is also seen with the hymn This Is the Day When Light Was First Created. And that is also in the dark green, but not in the maroon. Now join me to praise the Creator, a Fred Kahn text set to a tune called Harvest by Jeffrey Laycock. Again, in the dark green, not in the maroon. Same goes with one of my favorite Alexander Pelequin hymns, Jesus, Shepherd of Our Souls. The text on that was written by Fred Kahn, but the music set to a tune by Alexander Pelequin himself called Good Shepherd. How good it is, what pleasure comes. This is a Ruth Duck text set to an early American tune that I haven't seen in quite some time, Dove of Peace. Now, the very first two editions of We Celebrate use this tune with I Come with Joy to Meet My Lord, which most GIA hymnals set to an early American tune, Land of Rest. Both of these tunes, Dove of Peace and Land of Rest, are quite nice. Now, as for the hymn that I'm questioning here, How Good It Is, What Pleasure Comes, in the dark green, dropped from the maroon. O God, Why Are You Silent? A Marty Hagen text that sounds like it could be based at least in part on maybe Psalm 2 or Psalm 3, or perhaps a passage from Job or Lamentations. The tune here is Passion Chorale. It is a new edition for the Maroon book, as it has a 2003 copyright to it. God weeps with us who weep and mourn. Set to a tune by Sally Ann Morris, which isn't too bad. This one's copyrighted in 1998, so this is also new for the Maroon edition. The tune is quite nice, like I've said. It does take on an early American flavor to it. Why Stand So Far Away? Now, this is a tune written by Michael Mahler, copyrighted in 2003, thus another new addition for the Maroon edition. The call is clear and simple. Text by Ruth Duck, also set to Passion Chorale. This is a 1992 copyright that didn't make the 1994 Dark Green book, but it did make the 2004 Maroon book. The Reign of God, like Farmer's Field. Text by Sister Dolores Duffner, set to the tune McKee. And that is the spiritual tune that it's often used with in Christ There Is No East or West. So you may recognize that one. And again, it's a 2003 copyright, so obviously new for the Maroon book. The Church's One Foundation appears in the Dark Green book as is. However, an alternate text written by Timothy Ting-Fang Lu, O Christ the Great Foundation, appears in its place in the Maroon book. Deliver Us, O Lord of Truth. This is a 1997 text by Herman Stumpfli, also new for the Maroon book. The Church of Christ in Every Age, set to the English folk tune O Wally Wally. This appears in Worship 3 to a different tune. Does not appear at all in the Dark Green book, but is added in the Maroon book. You Walk Along Our Shoreline, text by Sylvia Dunstan. Not in the Dark Green book, but added in the Maroon. We Come With Joy in Jesus Christ. Text by Sister Dolores Duffner, set to the English tune Forest Green. This too is new for the Maroon book. O God of Every Nation, set to the tune Passion Chorale, which in itself is a lovely tune, but I think something a little livelier like Aurelia or Ella Combi or a Lost 45 called Lancashire would work better here. The hymn is not in the Dark Green book, although it was back in Worship 2 in the mid-70s, and it was added in the Maroon book. Now this is going to bring us well into the 700s now. Today's clip that you just heard shows a little bit more of a balance between hymns being dropped and hymns being added. I do have one bit of listener feedback on this very topic. This comes from Mary McKenzie, the founderess and self-proclaimed number one groupie of our Facebook group, Fans of Crystals Vintage Anywhere. And by the way, you can join Fans of Crystals Vintage Anywhere by following the link at the foot of our show notes. As I record this, we are 41 members strong. Anywho, here's what Mary writes. I finally got to look at Gather Comprehensive 2004 edition. I was disappointed that a lot of my favorite traditional hymns had been taken out, so I guess I prefer Gather 1994. However, truth be told, I prefer Worship 2, or 3 if that's all there is. I am currently in a parish that has both traditional and contemporary masses. They have both Worship 2 and the OCP music issue. You can guess which masses I tend to attend. So far, that's been my opinion, too. Though, I have to say, I attended masses last Sunday at a parish that uses the 1994 Gather Comprehensive, and the music, on the most part, was quite better than one would expect with any Gather edition. Keep the feedback coming, folks. And for all who have sent feedback, thank you. Next week, we'll finish off the series. And now, making a rocking return, here is Johnny Proctor!
God gives the power to believe. God gives the power to believe. Dark and rainy deepness left a doubter's weakness with a naked promise to trust. Out my despair. No.
believe your curse gone too far. Find the strength to crumble like a child, be humble. Let another one pull you up. And when you're weak, then you're really strong. Let your heart break out inside. God gives the
to believe. First time we've heard from him in a few months here. Johnny comes courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com, and you can check out his SoundClick site as well. We'll leave a link to that in the show notes. Today on Liturgy 911, brought to you by the St. Anthony 404 page, Papa Joe Rotzi and Frank A. Rines respond to complaints of puppets and voodoo dolls at masses that took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota and San Jose, California. Right now, they're in a church basement in Minneapolis.
Hey, Papa Joe, what are we looking for?
We're looking for clues as to where these masks and costumes came from. People were actually wearing these at mass.
Isn't that borderline torture?
Worse. These get-ups were used for Palm Sunday and Easter Day. It's liturgical abuse. It's a sacrilege. And yes, indeed, it is torture.
But what's this?
A donkey suit?
Whoever put this together is a real jackass.
Whoever would coordinate a liturgy like this is a real jackass.
You got that right.
Not to mention the lion, the raccoon, the iguana, the aardvark. Yeah, Ratsy here. Yeah, Bill. Okay, we'll be over there quick.
Where to?
San Jose. Let's go.
So, Papa Joe, what's up in San Jose?
We've got bigger problems than the ones in Minneapolis, Frank. Those call-to-action people had a mask with life-size puppets that looked like voodoo dolls.
That's just plain awful.
Two days later, Papa Joe and Frank arrive in San Jose.
Hey, Frank, look at these.
These look like some of the same designs as some of the Minneapolis get-ups. You think they might be related?
I think they might just go hand in hand. All I know is we need to ditch these quick.
You don't think they'll do this again, do you?
Well, not only that, things like this spread. Religious Ed Congress, Poncho Ladies.
Poncho Ladies, Poncho Ladies, Poncho Ladies, Poncho Ladies, ew!
I have a better idea. Let's just put it all in a pile and burn them.
Good idea, Frank.
Same place we burn the guitars?
Works for me.
Crystal's Vintage.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
Voodoo dolls and life-size puppets are inappropriate for Mass. If you see this happening, do like Papa Joe and Frank did. Burn those ghastly things. Oh, and spread the germ around.
Ego sum vianis Michaelis pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. What's a good way to spend your summer vacation? By taking full advantage, of course, of our Crystals Vintage Anywhere Interactive Corner. We have all sorts of cool things to do there. You can cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley. We've been falling short on Podcast Alley votes as of late, getting about 2 to 3 a month. With just a little help from you, we can get back to our old counts of 6 to 8 votes a month, or even more. There's also the Crystals Vintage Anywhere official message forums, where you can leave feedback for any and all episodes of Crystals Vintage Anywhere and Crystals Vintage TV. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. You can give us a dig, that's D-I-G-G. You can even join our ever-growing Facebook group, Fans of Crystals Vintage Anywhere. There's also a link to YouTube and Pyro.TV, where you can watch video episodes of Crystals Vintage TV. Finally, there is our Krakuska Kielbasa Wall of Fame. Check out the link in our show notes on how you can get your neighborhood deli posted there. Do it in between trips to the beach, cookouts, campouts, beer runs, ball games, and runnings of the bull. And as per usual, we thank you for your support. Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vincit, the blog, is running in the Best Religion Blog category, and Christos Vincit Anywhere in the Best Podcast category. And we'll leave these links in the show notes as well. Ever want to check out the seven epistles of St. Ignatius of Antioch? Well, now you can on the Catholic Hack. Joe McLean, the Catholic Hack himself, uploaded all seven epistles from the bishop who was fed to the beast in Rome in the year 107 AD. Ignatius studied under John the Apostle, so you know this has to be good. The seven epistles of St. Ignatius of Antioch, exclusively on the Catholic Hack. www.catholichack.com. June 22nd marks the celebration of New Catholic Media. If you can get there, this celebration is taking place at the Georgia Convention Center in Atlanta. You get to see and hear some of your well-known podcasters, bloggers, and others, like Jeff Miller, Catholic blogosphere's favorite funny man, the Kurt Jester, Lisa Hendy, who hosts Catholic Moments, Father Roderick Von Hogan, founder of SQPN and host of The Daily Breakfast and many other shows, Greg and Jennifer Willits of Rosary Army and That Catholic Show, Joe McLean, the Catholic Hack himself, Father Seraphim Bishoner, the Catholic Under the Hood, and much more. In that same convention center, on 2 days immediately before that, by the way, is the 2008 Eucharistic Congress, so you have two great reasons to hang around Atlanta for the weekend. The Eucharistic Congress is on June 20th and 21st, and the Catholic New Media Celebration is on June 22nd. I'll leave a link to all of these in the show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Crystals Vintage Anywhere or Crystals Vintage TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Crystals Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team,
Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and...
Oh, yeah,
the Christos Vincent Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincent Anywhere and Christos Vincent TV.
Made on a crappy PC.